Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
I'd love if you wouldn't mind to talk about this leave and cleave passage from Scripture. How does an incomplete leaving process affect the whole family dynamic?
Well, God was so clear about his direction. And when that doesn't happen, and it can happen, we can hang on emotionally by giving ear to a son complaining about his wife or a daughter complaining to her mom, and that pits her against the son-in-law some. It can be, as we already spoke about briefly, financially. I had one young woman who said, I wish my in-laws would just stay out of our finances. It's none of their business. Well, come to find out later, they'd been underwriting this couple for years. Wow. They married while they were still in college and working part-time, and his folks very generously said, let us help with your rent. Well, they just sent them a check. And after this young couple graduated, well, then we needed, you know, there was a time when we needed professional wardrobes for interviews. Well, okay, let's take you shopping and make sure that you have the right things to attract the right job. The check just kept coming. And long.
So it actually was their business.
It was their business. And I tried to point out to her that perhaps she had invited them in, and if she'd like to curtail the arrangement, I'll bet all parties would be thrilled. I'm not sure that that happened, to be honest with you, but that's that unhealthy sort of not letting go that you believe I've got a stake in this. So all of those opportunities keep the mother-in-law sort of present in a way that's not healthy.
Talk to me about enmeshment and what it looks like and why it's not a good thing, even when it appears that everybody's having a good time. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you see families and you're like, wow, they're having a great time. And then a little closer look, you're like, huh, they're very connected and everybody's in everybody else's business. Talk about that.
With two of my sons less than 5 miles away, we spend a lot of time together. And sometimes they know more about us than they'd probably prefer, and it's vice versa. We've always told our children, you know, when you marry, take a look at what you've learned. Ask your spouse to do the same. Find a way to blend those. Throw out what doesn't work. Make your own way. Because otherwise, there can be a struggle for each of those adult children to want to sort of, well, this is how my folks always did it, and I think we ought to do it this way. This is a whole new relationship.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.